When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
On Cincinnati's Q102, we'll get right to the crazy cat lady stereotype. Some good news, everyone. A study has proven that there is no scientific evidence backing up the crazy cat lady stereotype.
Yeah, so stop it.
Does that mean no one's tested it? So there's just no science behind it?
No, it just means there's a different reason why you're crazy. Researchers at UCLA found that people who own cats, whether it's one cat or a whole bunch, don't have any higher rate of mental or social struggles than people with dogs, other pets, or no pets at all.
So how did that ever become a thing that people would make fun of, you know, old women who have a bunch of cats?
The media.
It's always the media.
That's your first go-to blame for anything bad in the world. It's the media.
The media.
Yeah. We don't take personal responsibility. We blame it on the media.
Yep.
Our findings do not fit with the notion of cat owners as more depressed, anxious, and alone. It's simply a false stereotype. Here's another spoiler alert. Team of scientists in Germany just created a new blood test that is incredibly accurate at predicting when someone is going to die. The test analyzes a person's blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether the person is going to die in the next 5 to 10 years.
I don't like this test.
They have discovered it is 80% accurate, meaning that if it tells you that you've got less than a decade to live, it's probably right.
You see, and I feel sorry for the 20% that it's not accurate for. And if they think they're going to die in the next 5 or 10 years, they live with all that stress.
Well, this could be really helpful if you look at it in the sense that, okay, you know, I'm at a higher risk for heart disease or a certain type of cancer. There could be proactive steps you can take to improve your condition. And this team isn't done. They say, we see this as a foundation. We don't see this test as an end point, which means one day, and maybe sooner than we think, there could be a blood test that will be able to tell you how much longer you have to live. Wouldn't you want to know? Would it help you plan out your life?
Would you take advantage and do all of the things that you really want to do?
Make good use of that time?
I've already planned on some sort of heart problem around 60. And if I get the necessary treatment, then I can get maybe another 15.
Well, you never know. You've got some time before you hit 60. Who knows what medical miracle will be available to you by
just
that time.
Looking at the last three in the family structure.
Well, in the family structure. Boom,
the
boom, boom.
The previous three.
That's it.
Who I look like.
But you can live now in order to prevent that.
True.
You can, you know.
Well, I go to Orange Theory, exercise that heart every day.
Yeah, but it's also about eating the right foods and having the spinach and the nuts and the things like that to prevent heart disease, Tim.
I'm doing all of that.
You're doing. Just, you're ahead
you
of the
curve.
You
come in here with your big box of blueberries every day, and you just.
But then
it's
also
a superfood.
There's those stories about he's a marathon runner, drop dead.
It happens.
That's
you know?
True.
So, like, might as well eat a steak.
I mean,
you just don't know. You don't know.
From what I mean, whenever I'm around you, you always seem to be doing something healthy. If you're not coming back from the gym, you're eating blueberries.
You're not around him very much.
Me and you only hang out in the morning, though. It's like a Boulder and Indiana Jones. By the end of the day, I ate a whole pizza and a six pack.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know.
It's just,
that's what I wanted to know. What are you doing when you're not around us?
Yeah, I mean, the 4 or 5 hours we're hanging out, he seems to be doing all the right things.
He's got a banana.
Right.
He yeah, even drinks his coffee black.
When that pizza shows up at 9:45 a.m. today, are you going to have a slice?
I already thought about getting Uber Eats, but I was like, I can't do it because Jen's over here eating gluten-free bread and drinking this green shake. So I can't.
And I have an organic salad with olive oil, so watch out.
Well, and what's funny with Tim, though, too, is you wouldn't know if he'd eaten anything because he eats it so fast.
Yes.
I mean, there you wouldn't even know there was a sandwich in the room.
Maybe that's a part of the problem, Tim.
I think that's part of my mammal instinct. Something happened in my tribe way back in the good old days.
Survival of the fittest.
In the cows or whatever.
Yeah.
And there wasn't around. So when it was there, you ate it very quickly before someone else did.
That's what Sue Lewis, she works downstairs in our sales department. Yeah. She had like, I think she's like one of five or one of six. And she was like, she eats really fast. And I'm like, why are you eating so quickly? And she's like, listen, if you wanted seconds at my house, you had to eat as fast as possible and get them before.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
For anybody else. So maybe there is something to that.
I put a sandwich down here a second ago. Do you guys see it? Where did it go?
Where's Tim?
He's gone. Well,
let's turn our attention now to our phones, guys. Our phones, the technological extension of ourselves, of our soul. You remember back when we would all upgrade our cell phones every 2 years like clockwork?
Oh, yeah.
Every couple of years, we get a new smartphone.
That.
Oh, newer, better smartphone.
I've had mine for two. Mm-hmm.
Well, those days are done. A new survey found the majority of people kept their phone for at least 3 years now. We have changed our habits. We're not replacing our phones as quickly as we used to. And the top reasons why we finally upgrade our phone is because, well, the phone simply isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least as well as it used to. Maybe it's too outdated or we wanted a new model, but, you know, we're seeing less technological innovations.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we don't feel the need to run out and stand in a line overnight to get the newest, latest, greatest. And finally, 42% of us have at least one cell phone or smartphone sitting in a drawer somewhere.
At least. I think I have four. Because there's pictures on them. But I've never done anything.
Well, I was just going to say that's an easy fix.
Just get the pictures
off.
That would
require, you know, me to like sit down and do something.
Well, I guess what we see is hard, easy versus hard, are just different.
Yes, very.
Can't you like turn it on and then just text them to your new phone or send them to your new phone?
Maybe
connect it to the Wi-Fi and then just upload them.
Or you could just do what my mom does. She just goes to the Verizon store and they just hook a wire up to it. They transfer it. By the way, I'm told the new iPhone with the new update makes it easy for you to port all of your stuff from one phone to another.
Good to know.
That is good to know.
That should be worth something. So let's talk about strength here for a minute. Strength can mean different things to different people. So what does it really mean to be a strong person? They asked 2,000 people that question. And number one on the list is something that not everyone sees as a strength, but it was the top answer in the poll. And that is being able to admit when you're wrong.
It's hard sometimes.
Depends on how deep you've dug your heels in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try not to dig my heels in too deep ever and admit quickly when I was mistaken. Yeah, no, that's wrong. No.
I can't tell you how many times I'm grateful to be proven wrong. Because in my case, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yes, because you, you tend to lean dark.
I hope I am wrong. Please, prove me wrong.
I beg of you.
I'd love to be wrong in this situation.
It takes the pressure off. When I'm wrong, people expect less.
But that is number one. Top 10 signs you are a strong person, according to the survey. Number one, being able to admit you're wrong. That's right. Take the hit, people. Number two, having a positive attitude. Number three, being honest, even when it's tough. Speaking up when you think someone is being unfair. Standing up for other people who are being mistreated. Apologizing when you're wrong. I think that should have been higher up on the list. I think that's hard for a lot of people. Not just admitting it, but also taking responsibility for it and saying, I am sorry. Number seven, being supportive. Being able to ask for help when you need it. I know people who struggle with that. Putting your problems aside to help others. And the number 10 answer, being patient.
Oh.
Patience.
That's hard. It
requires patience. Strength.
A few more that just missed the top 10 are being committed to your family, being a hard worker, not giving into peer pressure. And, you know, I think the peer pressure thing, that extends right into adulthood.
Oh, absolutely.
People
oh,
think sure. that goes away just when you become an adult or graduate from school. And, of course, the ability to forgive people. All right. In other news that didn't make the news this morning, when people go for a walk, especially in a park that has a lot of trees, it makes them so much happier. If this doesn't get you outside, I don't know what will. When you go for a walk in a park that has a lot of trees, they have scientific studies now that prove that it makes you so much happier walking through a park with a lot of trees that your mood rises to the same level it does on Christmas morning, guys.
What?
Christmas morning at what age?
Is it not as it's not as exciting now as it was when we were
at 7
oh,
or
don't say
at
that.
35.
Six. Well, it's a different kind of excitement when you're 4 and 5 and 6. And
just remember your most exciting Christmas. It's the same as that.
Okay.
And it's a happy feeling, I hope. The researchers say it shows that spending time in nature really is great for our soul, for our well-being. And once again, this is another in a thousand studies that show more and more evidence pointing to
exercise.
Mental health and the need for
that connection.
Not just exercise, but that connection to nature and finding an oasis in a city of concrete. Even places like New York, there's a reason places like Central Park exist. A place with a lot of trees where you can go for.
I need trees. I need trees and water. Both.
What do they call it when you're supposed to put your bare feet in the grass and you're supposed to soak up the.
You're getting grounded.
Grounded.
Yeah, gotta go, getting grounded.
Go grounding today.
Connecting.
We are just a few feet away from, we're on the edge of downtown on the north side off Reading Road, and I look out the window and we are surrounded by trees. I love it.
We do have quite a few. Yeah.
We sure do.
I don't see that is such just a whole nother world for me because, you know, obviously I've got a different situation going on. So I just can't imagine. Jacob's in the car right now. I'm sure he's listening to me.
You're not going off to college. Not yet.
No, you're not.
How long are you staying for you this time?
I leave today. Today's the day I drop.
Oh.
I know. I'm trying not to draw.
I know. How can you not be a wreck?
I know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But then
how do you not how are you not a wreck in front of them? Or are you a wreck in front of them?
I don't think there's any way not to be, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. It's such a
and when you're the kid, you're like, oh, I feel bad, like I don't know how to act.
Yeah,
right
bye,
now.
It is weird because I'm really because I remember it. I remember it vividly standing in that apartment, you know, with these moving in with these three woo girls I didn't know in a place I didn't know. Getting involved in a bunch of stuff. I just didn't know right. what was going to happen, but I was really, really excited about everything. And
you're
them
young
standing
too.
There,
like you had just 18, turned 18.
Yeah.
Right?
Just turned 18. And I could just remember them trying to look happy and excited for me, but yet you could see the tears in their eyes and you, I knew they were sad. And so I didn't want to get overly excited because I saw how sad they were. And I could tell that they didn't want to get overly sad because they could tell I was excited. And it was just an awkward and sad moment after they'd unloaded everything and they were just leaving.
Aww.
And then it's just kind of, you know, I just remember standing there and I'm like, they're gone.
what do I do now?
I can just imagine what the car ride is like when you drop them and then you go, get in the car, Larry, right now. And
they didn't speak.
Like, wee!
They didn't speak the entire 3 hours home.
I'm going to college with Penelope. Mom's here. Hey, guys. I'm like the cool mom.
I know what's crazy is, I mean, she's going to be back in town like in October and there's all these parent weekends. Right. And this is how it goes. I mean, she's been through this twice before.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows the drill. And I mean, I look at, you know, you and your parents. Your parents can't get rid of you now.
I know, right? They're like, I thought we took her, dropped her off years ago.
Wait, how did she wind up on top of us again?
I will say that's one thing that's really cool about getting older with your parents is that you become really good friends with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, your relationship evolves.
Yes. Like, I don't, like, my mom is like, if you don't talk to her every day, you're like, what's going on? Where are you? You slept in till 8:30. Why? Right. You know, stuff like that.
Well, good luck, Ingrid. She's off. She's going.
You got this, Ingrid.
She's got this. Absolutely.
Yep, good luck. Enjoy. Have fun.
7:48, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Apparently, we have reached the point where the pineapple on pizza debate has inspired people to try even less natural fruits on pizza. Like this guy. A guy posted on Reddit recently about how he likes putting watermelon on his pizza, and he shared a story about how he served it to a friend who wanted nothing to do with seeing a pizza ruined that way. If you want to make it yourself, he says he cooks the pizza without the watermelon until it's almost done and then puts it on the last few minutes. If you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it. I can't imagine cooked watermelon tasting very good. Ugh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's too watery.
I think it'd be too watery fruit
for a pizza because you don't want
wet cheese.
No, who wants wet cheese? I don't.
I don't want wet cheese.
No,
you want wet cheese?
I don't want wet cheese.
She just shook her head. No, she doesn't.
No.
Want wet cheese.
But what if you did like a watermelon feta style pizza? Like you put it on after the fact or something. Like you cook the pizza with like other toppings.
Well, that's kind of what this guy did.
And then when it comes out, you put watermelon and feta on top.
And then drizzle it with balsamic.
Yeah. So it's like a dessert style pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm sure the taste is okay. It's just the wetness factor.
Yeah. My whole struggle with trying something like that is it's like I'm risking not having a pizza that I thoroughly enjoy.
Well, you save a piece. Old school.
You order both. You get the one you know you're going to love.
Yeah. We did this one time at Pies and Pints. Yeah, we got that because there's a pizza that's like grape and gorgonzola. So it has grapes on it. And there was like a group of us. And I was like, I don't know. Like, we're going to order that whole pizza. Let's get two
just in case.
And we did end up taking a lot home. But it's such a weird combo. I do think you have to get two of them.
It's a whole different flavor.
Yeah, it's good. The grape and gorgonzola is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
But you got to be in the mood for it. If you're craving more of a tomato
savory,
sauce.
Yeah. Pizza.
Not you.
All right. Now, if you're pooping like a rookie, pooping like a bench warmer, or pooping like a team that makes the playoffs but gets eliminated in the second round, it's time to step up your game and poop like a champion today.
Hey, hey.
By buying a high-fiber cereal that is literally called Poop Like a Champion.
That's really quite funny. Because you know it's what everybody, that's why people buy. What is the one that...
Grape Nuts rebranding?
Grape Nuts, that's the
Are they rebranding? Is that what this is?
I know.
They're comparing it to Fiber One.
Remember when Pontiac took the Sunbird to the Sunfire and it was supposed to be all jazzy and cool? Mm-hmm. It was just a Sunbird. Is that what this is?
God, grape. Did your mother eat Grape Nuts when you were a kid?
My dad did.
Your dad?
Yeah, this is available online. A box is going to run you $12, but it might be worth it.
I always thought Grape Nuts were really hard to chew. Didn't you guys think that?
Yes.
They were very crunchy, but some people like that.
Like a broken
and grainy.
Tooth.
It was like big chunks of hard, just rocks.
I mean, I do find the older that I get,
it's like chewing rocks,
the more I find myself liking things that my grandfather liked. He loved Grape Nuts.
If you start chewing on Velaments, I'm calling in it. I'm calling somebody.
He took his coffee black. I find over the years, I keep scaling back less sugar, less cream, more flavor.
Jeff's going to be showing up at work with a pocket full of Werther's.
Yep.
I'll be passing it out to everybody.
Yeah, high fiber cereal. It is literally called Poop Like a Champion.
Nice.
It's got 2 more grams of total fiber than Fiber One cereal, 5 more grams of soluble fiber, and 3.5 star rating after 310 reviews. The reviews agree that the flavor is not amazing, but you're not buying it for the taste.
No, you got to keep those things moving.
And as one reviewer wrote, it works as advertised.
Wonder how big of a bowl you got to eat. How long does a $12 box last?
I'll bet it's one of those small. I noticed that like with those Kashi cereals too, like Goline.
Mm-hmm.
Those boxes are pretty small.
Yeah.
Unless you get the big size and then you got to take out a second mortgage on your house to pay for it.
Well, you either pay for it with your food or you pay for it in medical care later.
Yeah.
It looks like it is 8. I think it says 8 ounces on there on the box.
Mm.
That's not very much. That's like 2 bowls.
Yeah, but even like the Kashi cereals, the one that offers you the most health benefits is, of course, the one that, to me, is just the chalkiest.
Sure. But I mean, that is the trick.
But like the grape, the berry granolas, the fun ones, mm. It's just like any other cereal.
Yeah. They make a peanut butter Kashi cereal.
Yeah,
that is amazing. I don't know all of the health benefits, but it's like 13 grams of protein. I'm like, I'm in.
It's better than Lucky Charms,
it's
I guess.
It's delish. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.